This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. Good to talk to you, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, think of a well-known international location in 9 letters. Take the first 5 letters and shift each of them 13 spaces later in the alphabet, and the result will be a synonym for the remaining 4 letters in the place's name. What place is it? And the place is Greenland. Amazingly, if you take the word green and shift each of those letters 13 spaces later, you get Terra, T-E-R-R-A, which is Latin for land, and that's the end of Greenland.
Oh, wow, and a lot of attention on Greenland these days. There were almost 900 correct entries, and this week's winner is Susie Woodward of Sherwood, Oregon. Congratulations, Susie.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I have to tell you that I never actually submitted an entry because I was too nervous about the thought of actually being on this show. And it just so happens that this week I am very excited to have the opportunity to be getting married to my wonderful supportive partner and best friend. And she's the one who encouraged me to submit my entry. And so I did. And we're going to be getting married after the show airs today.
Wow. Oh my goodness. We buried the lead. So you are winning all around, Susie, all around.
I sure am.
That is perfect. And this is a great wedding gift. Can I ask you, do you have plans for like a honeymoon?
Well, we are definitely planning a honeymoon sometime in the future. And now I'm thinking that maybe Greenland needs to be part of it.
There you go. And then bring it full circle. Bring it full circle. Well, Susie, I have to say, you have all the luck with you because you've already won. I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Aisha, I might need your help, but I think I'm as ready as I'm ever gonna be.
This is gonna be great. All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Susie, I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you clues for some famous people, past or present. The first 2 letters of each clue are the initials of the person's name. For example, if I said Western Lawman, you would say Wyatt Earp, because Western starts W-E, and those are the initials of Wyatt Earp. Here's number 1, trust-busting president. So it'll be the first name starts with T and the last name starts with R.
I see. Theodore Roosevelt.
You got it. Here's your next one, master boxer.
I don't know my boxers very well.
Who's the most famous boxer in the world and the greatest?
The greatest. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's it.
Right. Muhammad Ali.
You got it. NASA's first man on the moon.
Neil Armstrong.
You got it. Celebrated actor with 4 Oscars.
So it's C-A.
C-E.
C-E. C-E.
I give you a hint. He started in Westerns.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
You got it. Star child actress of old Hollywood. S-T.
S-T, star child actress of old Hollywood. Shirley Temple.
You got it. Chariot riding actor in Ben-Hur.
Charlton Heston.
You got it. And here's your last one. It's 3 initials, so it's the first 3 letters of the clue. And the clue is way out comedic singer. W-A-Y.
Way out comedic singer.
Oh, yeah. He does parodies.
Oh, of course. Weird Al Yankovic.
You got it. Nice job.
Great job, Susie. That was a little tricky, like coming up with the names. How are you feeling?
Well, the relief is palpable and I feel amazing. Thanks for your help, Aisha. I couldn't have done it without you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Week in Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Susie, what member station do you listen to?
I am a proud supporting member of OPB here in Portland, Oregon.
That's Susie Woodward of Sherwood, Oregon. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Sandy Weiss of Chicago. He runs puzzle hunts and trivia events under the name The Mystery League. Think of a familiar two-word phrase that means a secret mission. Move the last letter of the first word to the start of the second word, and the result will be two words that are synonyms. What are they? So again, a familiar two-word phrase that means a secret mission. Move the last letter of the first word to the start of the second word, and the result will be two words that are synonyms. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.